ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalid. The Gemara starts off the Amud that the Makir for Oril, who is not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh, Dovol Zeh Mituris Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lomadnu, Ad Shebo Yecheskel Ben Buzi Velomadnu, Kol Ben Nechor, Aral Lev, Aral Bosa, Loyovel Mikdoshi. We learn off from Possum Medivi Kabbalah that someone who is an Oril is Aral Bosa, says Rashi, Shemesu Echel Machmas Mila, Lo Yovoi. Rashi explains that it is as Horim Medivi Kabbalah Ba'alma, and therefore there's not going to be any Malkus. An Oril who's going to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh will not get Malkus, because the Lav for Aral Bosa is only Medivi Kabbalah. Now, Be'emes the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Pergvov Halochiches, says that an Oril who's Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh is Loike, and his din is like a Zohar who's Loike if he's Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he gets Malkus. The Ketzer Mishnah says the Makor of the Rambam must be from the Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Gemara over there asks that if the whole Makor to tell us that our oil is not allowed to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh is only from a Pasuk in Yecheskel, what happened till Yecheskel came? What was the aloch of this oil? Was this oil allowed to go and work in the Beis HaMikdosh? And the Gemara explains that until Yecheskel it was aloch of Mishum Sinai, it was Bekabolah. Until Yecheskel came and he put it into the Pasuk and said, Aral Boso, Lo Yovo, he's not allowed to go and come to the Beis HaMikdosh to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Ketzer Mishnah that since until Yecheskel there also was a aloch of Mishum Sinai to say that oil is not allowed to be Ovid, therefore he gets Malkus because of this aloch. Now this is a big Chiddush. The Ochanei asks that we never find anywhere that there's a Malkus on Aloch HaMishum Sinai. And Be'emis is a Mefush Gemara in Bechiris, Tetzvav Amud Aleph, that Isur Yehud Ike of Lav Leker, there's no Lav on Aloch HaMishum Sinai, and there's no going to be any Malkus. The Primogodim in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Eish Lavrom, Sir Kotten Nun Dalet, explains that the Ketzer Mishnah holds that over here there is a Remez of Aral Bosor from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, so over here there is a reason why we can give him Malkus because of Aral Bosor, even though there's no Mefurish Alav in the Torah, but there's Aloch Moshe Mitzinai, and there's a Remez over here in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, therefore we can give him Malkus, we can give him Malkus because of his Aloch Moshe Mitzinai. The Rikokus explains over here in the Rambam in the Bias Mikdosh, says that the Makor of the Rambam to say that he gets Malkus is the Rambam's Loshon is that he gets Malkus like a Zor, like Yisrael who was Ovid. And the reason is because the Rambam learns that the Pasuk over here, which says, Kol Ben Nechor, Aral Lev, Aral Boso, is the Pasuk is saying that this Aral Boso, this Oral, since he hasn't had the Bismillah, he's got din of a Ben Nechor, he has a din of a Goy, and just like a Goy, he's also got din of a Zor, he's also got din of like Yisrael who's not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh, is well din this person who's an Oral, he's a Real Bosa, he gets Malkus of Zor, he gets Malkus of Zorus. Now the Rikokus asks that if he gets Malkus of Zorus, why shouldn't he get any Misa? And it's Mefurish over here in the Gemara that he doesn't know, he's not Chayiv Misa. Now Zor Shashimesh is Chayiv Misa. And if we're going to say that this Oral Bosa has got Din Zor, why doesn't he get any Misa? Says the Rikokus, you have to say that the Aloha is, the Aloha was given like this, that he's got Din Benecha only Lagab Malkus and not Lagab Misa. Even though this is a doichik to go and say such a aloch of Mishum Sinai, that there was given Gevorn Azay to say that he's got din of Aral Boso, he has a din of Ben Necho only Benegea Malkus and not Benegea Misa. Remoisha in his Chuvas, Negus Moisha, and Erechaim, Chilik Beisim Lamed Gimel, explains, also like the Rikokus, and explains more, that Be'emes, as you say this thing in Machleikus over here, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi learns that this Posuk of Aral Boso is a new Chiddush HaPosuk to tell us that Aral Bosa is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdosh, and since this Posuk is only Medivik Kabbalah, there's no Malkus. But the Rambam learns that the Pasuk Arei Elboso is not a chiddush, not a new halacha, which tells us that oil is not allowed to be oven in the Beis HaMikdash. The chiddush of the Pasuk is that Arei Elboso, that someone who hasn't got Bismillah, he has got din of a ben nechal, he has a din of a zar. The Pasuk is just mechadish to us that our oil has a din zar, and therefore he's going to get malchus al zar because the oil has a din ben nechal. Explains Rav Moshe that this is the difference between malchus and misa. Because malchus, the Pasuk says that a zar is not allowed to work in a Beis HaMikdash. Now, a ben necha, a goy, is also got din zar. But a goy himself is not mitzvah, he has got any mitzvahs, he's not one of sheva mitzvahs, and he's not mechuyiv not to work in a Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to be over on any yisurim if he works in a Beis HaMikdash. But the Yisrael is mechuyiv to go and stop the goy to work in a Beis HaMikdash. Because just like the Yisrael has to make sure, like you find in the Korban Pesach, Kol ben necha lo yichal boy, does not mean that the goy himself is mitzvah not to eat the Korban Pesach. The Yisrael's mitzvah not to allow the goy to eat the Korban Pesach. Who had it over here? The same thing over here. The Yisrael is mitzvah. The Yisrael is mechuyev to go and stop the goy to work the Beis HaMikdash midin zar. Over here, that the Yisrael himself is like the zar. The Yisrael himself is like the goy, because the Yisrael himself, he is the oil, and the Pasuk says that Arel Bosa has a din of a ben necha. Here the Yisrael himself is not allowed to allow himself to work in the Beis HaMikdash, because he's mechuyev to stop any ben necha working in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he can get malchus out of the lav of Zar, because he's being over the issa of allowing a goy to work in the Beis HaMikdash, because Arel Lev has a god din, Arel Bosa has a din of a ben necha. But the Chi of Misa, which we learn out of a Pasuk, Vazor HaKori of Yumos, this Pasuk is not going on a Goy. Because the Goy is not Metzuvah, Goy is not Mechiyav, the Goy is only has his Sheva Mitzvahs. Therefore, even though the Arel Bosa has a Din Goy, he has got Din Zor, only like a Malchus, he can get Malchus. But Misa, he's not going to get, because Vazor HaKori of Yumos is not referring to a Goy, only referring to Yidin. Who Yidin on Metzuvah on the Issa of Vazor HaKori of Yumos. Explains the Moshe that there's a machlekes Mogen Avraham and Prichodosh in Hilchos Nesiyos Kapayim in Simen Kuf Chof Ches. The Mogen Avraham writes in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Yukot Nun Dalet, that someone who has Meisu Ech of Machnas Mila, someone who's an oral, is allowed to go and duchen, is allowed to go and do Nesiyos Kapayim, because just like we find a Balmum, even though he's Posel Avrida, he's still allowed to go and duchen, he's still allowed to do Nesiyos Kapayim. Who are then the same halacha applies to a Arel Bosa, even though he's not allowed to go and work in the Beis HaMikdash, he is muta lisa kapov. But the Prichodosh in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sifkot in Lamed Tes, he disagrees and he says that our oil is possible to be noisa kapayim. He is not allowed to be noisa kapov and he's not like the Balmum. Says the Prichodosh that it's muchach, like he says from this Rambam, that the Rambam says that he gets malchus like a zor. Explains Rav Moshe that Rav Pichodosh means to say is that you see in this Rambam that Arel Bosa is not a new halacha, which tells us Medivri Kabbalah that Arel Bosa is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash, like Rashi says, and that's why he don't get any malchus. If the Rambam says he get malchus, then you see in the Rambam that Arel Bosa was in his chadash in his posuk, is that he has a din of a ben necha, he has a din of a goy. Now, since he has the din of a goy, legaba avoida, it's hu adin, the same halacha, legaba nesiyas kapayim, he is not allowed to go and be, he's not allowed to duchen, he's not allowed to do nesiyas kapayim, just like a goy is not allowed to do nesiyas kapayim. And a balmum is a yisrael. A balmum is just posel avoida. But over here, the pastus of the Arel Bosa is because he's got a din of a ben necha, and therefore, just like a ben necha, a goy is not allowed to do nesiyas kapayim. Who are then, Arel Bosa is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim. And that's what the Prichodosh means to go and shtel to this Rambam, because you see this halach in the Rambam, that the gedder of the Arel Bosa is not a new halach of Arel Bosa, is not allowed to be over in the Beis HaMikdash. No, Arel Bosa has a halach of a goy. Legaba Avrida, we look at him like a goy enough that he can get Malchus, because just like a goy has got din of a zar, who are then, the same halach applies to someone who's Arel Bosa, has a halach of a goy, and he's mechuyev to go. And he gets malchus. He gets malchus because of Issazah, even though he's not going to get misa. And that is what the Prichodosh built down from this Rambam to tell us that he's not allowed to go minoisa kapayim. The Gemara continues on later on. Yoshiv minolon. How do we know a Yoshiv? Someone who's sitting during the Avida, he's possible to do the Avida. Omarov, Omarov Nachman, Omakro, Kivoy, Bocha, Hashem Elikecho, Mikol Shavotecho, Lamid Lishoris, Lamido Becharitiv, Veloy Lishiva. Rashi says, "V'loy liyishiva the kiven deloy nivchar havelei kazar," because he wasn't chosen to go and work in the Beis HaMikdash, be yeshiva only by amida. Therefore, whenever he's sitting down, he has a halacha of a zar. Rashi is a chiddush that a yoshev who's oived has a halacha of a zar. Asks Rashi, if so, why does he not get misa? Just like a zar shashimish gets misa, why doesn't a yoshev get misa? Says Rashi, the Gemara of the Zvachim Chav Gimel Amud Beis asks this question and answers that the reason why it does not get misa is because it's a mute, because zar and shloir chutz yidayim ve'aglayim and shtu yayin or shloir shal ksuvim abon ke'echod ve'im elamdim and we can't learn out from them the zechi of misa. Comes out of Chiddush, that Rashi holds that Yoshev has got a din of a zar and the zar she'uved is got his be'emes gets malkis, no, he's mismayed from misa. So according to Rashi, a Yoshev l'chir should get malkis. The Adirma and Chiddush Aran over here argue on Rashi. And they say that even though we find, like the Gemara says before, Bamchus Begodim, that Bigzman Shebigdeim Aleim, Kuhnosam Aleim, but Ain Bigdeim Aleim, Ain Kuhnosam Aleim, and therefore Mchus Begodim, when he's not wearing his Bigde Kuhna, he has Halacha of Azar. But this Halacha is only over there, Bamchus Begodim, where the Pasuk itself says that Bizman Shebigdeim Aleim, Kuhnosam Aleim, the Pasuk says that they're only Kohanim, only when they're wearing their Begodim. But over here, the Pasuk doesn't say, Lamido Bechartiv Lili Yeshiva, that when he's sitting down, he has a din of a zar. And therefore, the Shoinim say, the other man, Chiddush Aran, they hold that Yoshev has not got a loch of a zar. And the limud, the afusa, which we have over here in the Gemara, of Lamido Bechartiv Lili Yeshiva, is only a limud to tell us that if he's a Yoshev, he's possible avoida. But he hasn't got din of a zar, and therefore he's not chayv misa like a zar. Be'emes, the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdosh, Perik Hei, Halacha Yud Zayin, says that if he's sitting down during the avoida, he's chilel ho avoida, ve'ino loike, he does not get malchus, mipnei sho azhor shaloi miklal aseihu. His whole azhor is only miklal aseihu of lamida b'chaltiv lo yishiva. There's no lois aseihu to tell us that he's not allowed to do avoida b'yishiva. And the Kesemisha says it's a poshut halacha to tell us avada the Yoshev, who's sitting down during the Avodah, does not get Malkus. Asks the Birkus HaZevach in Zvachim Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that since we see over here that Yoshev has got a din of a Zar, then why don't we say that he should get Malkus? Just like a Zar gets Malkus, the Yoshev should also get Malkus. And Enoch Hanami, we see in the Gemara, Rashi explains that he's not going to get Misa because there's a Yafusa which tells us that he doesn't get Misa. And he has got din of a zar like Abba Misa, but the mute is only a mute of Misa. Why should we say that he shouldn't get Malkus like a zar? And just like we find in Shittas HaRambam before by Oral, that Oral Bosor has got din zar and he gets Malkus because of a din of a zar, who are din? The same din should be by Yoshev, someone who sits down since he has a din of a zar, why doesn't he get Malkus? That is because Hazevach is cash on the Rambam. Why does Rambam say that the Yoshev does not get Malkus? And Chiknoson over there in Zvachim Chav Gimel Beis is Marich to go Mimiyashiv, the cash of the Biksa Zevach. Says Reb Yochanan Fisher Perlo on the Chidusha Agrip on the Resag, Chilik Beis, Amud 640, he says that according to the Das of the Rema and the Ran, Chidusha Ran over here, that they argue on Rashi, and they say Mefurish that Yoshev does not have a loch of a zar, and the whole Yafus over here, Lamido Bechalti Veloy Yeshiva, is only a limud, is only a Yafusa to tell us that his Avida is possible. But he does not have a loch of a zar, and he's not like a mechusa begodim that he has a loch of a zar. There's no question on the Rambam. And the Rambam is very geschmack that the Rambam says that he does not get any malchus because the whole Azhara is only michlal aseh. But there's no lav to tell us that Yoshev, he's got din of a zar. Only Ariel Boso, who's got din of benecho, there he's got din of a zar. Or mechusa begodim, where it's mefurish in the posuk that their kahuna is tolui if they're wearing their kahuna or not. But Yoshev, The Rambam will hold like the Chiddush Aran and like the Yad Ramah that they all go on Rashi and they hold that the Yoshev does not have a din of a Zar and therefore he won't get Malkus. And then Chanam, Yakun Zishritas Rashi, Yotaku would get Malkus like the Bikus Hazevich asks that Lechir, if he's got din of a Zar, he should get Malkus like a Zar. The Gemara later on, Bigzana Machlekes, Rebbe and Erbonon, if Hizid Bimeila, Rebbe Oyma Bimisa, Vachachom Omeimi Bazhor. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe holds that the Makur to tell us that his Chayv Misa is from Chet Chet Mitruma, Ma Truma B'Misa, Afkan B'Misa, and Rabbonon have a mute which tells us Boy V'loy B'Me'ila, even though there's Misa by Truma, but there's no Misa by Me'ila. And therefore Hizi B'Me'ila is only B'Lav and not B'Misa. Rashi says that even though Rabbonon hold that there's a mute Boy V'loy B'Me'ila, that there's no Chi of Misa on someone who's Moil B'Hektish B'Mezid, says Rashi, that is only a chiv meilu. Avla zhora migmor goma lehizid b'meilu b'gzei shovet chet chet mitrum. So Rashi says that according to the Rabbanon, the Mekoy for the Azhoyer of Hizib B'Me'ila, the Mekoy of the Azhoyer for Me'ila, even Rabbanon agree that the Mekoy is from Chet Chet Mitrume. Rebbe holds that he learned Chet Chet Mitrume also for Chiv Misa, and Rabbanon holds that the Chiv Misa has a miut of Boy V'Loy B'Me'ila, and therefore there's only Azhoyer, the Azhoyer for Me'ila is also learned to have a Chet Chet Mitrume, like Rebbe holds he learned a Chet Chet Mitrume. But the Rambam in Me'ila, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says that the Azhoyer Me'ila is from a different lav. The Azhoyer from Ila is from the lav of Leisuch Alechu B'Sharecha, which the Gemara says in Makkos Daf Yud Zayin, tells us that Azhoyer Shalilechu L'Bosa Oila, and the Rambam learns that this lav is a lav Kloli, which tells us also that every person who's Nenem in a Hekdish, every person who eats from the Hekdish, is Chayiv Malkus for Leisuch Alechu B'Sharecha. The Ravid over there in Asogis says he has an even easier Makur from the Posuk of He Bistrum Asakotchim Leisuchil. And the pasuk over there is a lav to tell us hizid b'me'ila be'azhor. So this machlekes rishonim now. Rashi holds that the makor for the azhor me'ila is from chet chet mitrume, and the Rambam and the Ravid say the makor from different places from leisuch alech b'sharecho, and the Ravid says the makor is from he b'sumus hakotchim leisuchim. Tosfos later on asks in the Ramaschil Gomar that how can we learn out chet chet mitrume? L'chari we should only learn out to kedushas haguf. Why about kedushas bedek habayis? It's not dumer to trume because trume is kedushas haguf. And Tosfos Ma'arich to Miyashiv the Kasha, according to the Rambam and the Raiva, that they hold as horror from a totally different place, the pasuk is from Leisuch Alech B'Sharecha, is not Shver Bichlal, because the Rambam holds that the Makor is taken off from Chit Chit Mitrume, there's as horror from Ila, from Leisuch Alech B'Sharecha, or from He B'Srum Asakotchim, Lo Yisoichil. In other places also we find that Tosfos goes with Shittas Rashi, that as horror from Ila, according to Rabbanon, is from Chit Chit Mitrume. Tosfos says in Psochim, that Chovov Medalev, the Maschel Heichol, that the Makor to tell us that even Tosfos asks, that the Gemara over there says that there's only a din me'ila, only k'derech, only if b'derech achila, b'derech hanoa, then is a chiv me'ila. Asks Tosfos that normally we only find this klal of derech achila only when the loshon of the azhara is b'loshon achila. But if the mekor is from a different place, from chet chet mitrume, then where is the mekor to tell us that you only chai me'ila only on k'darekoi, and shloi k'darekoi yipot? Says Tosfos, because you learn out chet chet mitrume, and by Truma it says Loshon Achila, this is enough to tell us that by Me'ila also you need Kederech Achila. Now of course, according to the Rambam and the Raivah, this poshet why we need Kederech Achila, because the Pasuk of the Azhara by Truma itself says Leisuch Alech B'Sharecho, or like the Raivah of Hibisrum Sakotchim Leisuchim. And according to Tosfos, you have to say that Tosfos answers Chit Chit Mitruma and Truma itself says Achila. But the Emes Alech Mishnah asks, in Maisa HaKobonus, page Yud Aleph Aloha Aleph, that according to the Rambam, who holds that the Makur of the Azhara from Ila is from Leisuch Alech B'Sharecho, then where is the Makur who someone who get Malkus for Nenem in a Hekdesh? We know the Pasha of Me'ila is not just by someone who eats something from Hekdesh, it's also by someone who's Nenem from the Hekdesh, even without a Maisa Achila. Asks the Lech Mishnah, if the whole Makur Azhara according to the Rambam is only from Leisuch Alech B'Sharecho, this is only a Makur to tell us that someone's allowed to eat Hekdesh. How do we know that someone who's nenem in a hektish is also Iva Issa and also gets Malkus? Says the Lech Mishnah, because the reason is because we paskin like Rebbe Vol says in Psochim Chav Beis Ma Beis, that any place where the Torah says a loshen, beloshen leisoichil, is echod Issa hanoa, ve echod Issa achila b'mashma. The loshen of achila is lav dafka eating, it means also Issa hanoa. And therefore, when even though over here it says a possibly Leisuch Alechu B'Sharecho, but Echod is Achila v'Echod is Anoa b'Mashma, and therefore Yechayiv, even if you have Anoa from Hekdesh, you're also going to get Malkus, like the Rambam over there, Paskins in Riches Me'ila. But the Mishnah Melech asks, in the beginning of Riches Me'ila, that it's not enough to go and say that we have a Makor for Bavo, because even though we have a Drosha for Bavo, which tells us Echod is Achila v'Echod is Anoa b'Mashma, this only tells us that is a Issa of Anoa that's Osa. Of a Makur to tell us that you have a Chivas Malkus for Anor is not enough to learn out from Rebbe Vol. Because any place where we learn out from Rebbe Vol's Halacha, that Yechayev on Anor also, even though the Pasuk says Achila, we only know Issa. But there's no Chivas Malkus, because the Issa is like Issa of Chatzishia, and we don't get Malkus. And over here, the Rambam says Mefurish in Peik Aleph Halacha Gimel and Hichs Me'ila, that someone who's Nenem in a Hektish gets Malkus. And if the whole Makur to tell us that this Issa Anor is only for Rebbe's Din, why is he going to get Malkus for Anor? He should even get Malkus for Achille. The Mishnah Melech is very, very marich of that to go me Mazbe. Where is the Makur of the Rambam to tell us that you get Malkus even if you're Nenem in a Hekdesh, if the Rambam's Makur is from Yisuch Alech B'Sharecho? Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer, Chilik Beis Yud Ches, speaks down from Liborich Kamoi, that there's a big nafkamin lalocha between the Shittas Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ravid. Because according to Rashi and Tosfos, that the Makori is from Chit Chit Mitruma, the Gemara says in Me'ila daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that just like we find, there's no din Truma b'mechuba. There's no such thing as having Truma b'mechuba. Every Truma is always betalush. It's the same din is also by Me'ila. There's no din Me'ila b'mechuba. If someone is Nene from Hekdesh b'mechuba, Hekdesh have a field and is mechuba, there's no Pashas Me'ila if someone's Nene b'mechuba. The Gemara says, the reason is, because Me'ila is Hukash, Me'ila is, has a Gzereshova to Truma, Ma Truma betolush, Af Me'ila betolush. Says it by the Baruch Kamoi, that according to Tosfos who hold that the whole Makoyer and the whole Azhara from Me'ila is only from Chet Chet Mitruma, therefore just like by Truma, there's no Issa Bichlal of Truma b'mechuba, because there's no such thing of Truma b'mechuba, is by Me'ila also, there's not going to be any Azhara of someone who's going to be Moel b'mechuba. But according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, who holds that the Azhara from Me'ila is from a Pasuk of Lisucha Lech B'sharecha, therefore, even though we have a miut where we have Yafusa, which tells us that there's a miut by Me'ila, that Me'ila is only betolush and not by Mechuba, but Azhara and the Issa min HaTorah, they're still going to apply even someone who's going to be Moel b'Mechuba. And someone who's going to be Moel b'Mechuba, according to the Rambam, is going to be over the lav of Lisuch Alech B'Sherecha, even though you have the Pasha of Me'ila, you have to be a Kol Me'ila, you have a Chimish Vosham, you have all the Dine Me'ila, but the Afilo Hochi, because that's Nismait, Ma Truma Betolush, Af Me'ila Betolush, but he's still going to have Issa Dereisa. Mashiach, according to the Tosfos, there will be no Issa Dereisa to be Moel b'Mechuba. This is a great machlokes between Rambam's Shitta and Rashi and Tosfos. Is there going to be as Horror, Issa Dereisa, to someone to be Moel b'Mechuba? Tosfos says in Psochim, the Flamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mamaschel Umino, that Rebbe who holds Zahizi b'Mila b'Misa, the din Misa is only going to be by someone who eats something from the Hekdesh. Someone who's Oichel min HaHekdesh has a Chivas Misa. Because of that, you learn out Chit Chit Mitruma, just like someone who eats Truma is Chayiv Misa, who Adin, same din is also, someone who eats min HaHekdesh is going to be Chayiv Misa. But someone who's Nana min HaHekdesh, without a Maisa Achila, even Rebbe agrees, there's not going to be a Chayiv Misa. That's what Tosfos says in Psochim, Daf Lamed Gimel. But the Emes L'Rashi's Loshin, if Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, is Mashma, that Rebbe's Halacha of Hizit B'Me'ila B'Misa, is any Hanor. Rashi says, any Nana min HaHekdesh is going to get Misa. Rashi in Psochim also says, Hizit B'Hanoas HaHekdesh. The Pnei Shua over there, in Psochim, is Medayik in Rashi, the Rashi augurs on Tosfos. And Rashi holds that according to the Rebbe, there's going to be a Chiv Misa even on someone who's Nana min HaHekdesh, not just someone who's Oichel min HaHekdesh. And by MSFV, Tosfos comes out big Chiddush. Even though we know in Parshas Me'ila, there's no difference between someone who eats or from a Hekdesh or someone who's Nana from the Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila, normally you understand that even if someone eats from the Hekdesh, his Chiv Me'ila is also because of his Anor. There's one Issa called Nana min HaHekdesh. Now this Nana, you could do in different Ifanim, you could do in different ways, either through a normal Anor, a regular Anor, or through Achila, which is also Anor. In Tosfos and Mavur, that when someone eats from the Hekdesh, he's either a new Issa, there's a Bazunda separate Geder to his Din, that he learns out from Truma, that someone who eats from the Hekdesh is going to be Chayiv Misa, even though someone's Nana min HaHekdesh is not Chayiv Misa. So you see over here that Achila from the Hekdesh has a separate halacha and a besonder chiyuv misa if someone is going to be oichel min haHekdesh. Now Tosfos is only mavur like this only in Shittas Rebbe, who Rebbe holds as a chiyuv misa. According to Rabbanon, you can still understand that the normal achila min haHekdesh has a halacha of nana min haHekdesh. There's one parsha called be nana min haHekdesh, and the achila is always because he's always having a noah through the achila. But there's no separate din that if someone's oichel, he has a aveir of achila min haHekdesh. But the Rishash over there in Psochim wants to be Mechadish a Chiddush, that even according to Rabbanon, there's also a separate halacha to be Oichel min HaHekdesh because we learn out Chit Chit Mitruma. And as Azhara from Hizib B'Me'ila, even according to Rabbanon, is also from Chit Chit Mitruma, and Truma is Achila, like Tosfos explains according to Rebbe, is according to Rabbanon, is also that way. The Achila's Truma is a separate Issa from Chit Chit Mitruma, and Yechayiv, if you're going to be Oichel min HaHekdesh, and the Nafkamina says to Rishash that even though normally every Nene has to be Nene Shover Pruta min HaHekdesh to be Chayiv Kol Me'ila and to be Oiva on the Lav, but someone who's Oichel, Kzayis, even though he's not going to be, he doesn't have a Shover Pruta, Afilo Hochi, he's going to be Chayiv achilas also achila, which is also because the achila itself is also if there's a achila of a kazayis to be chayv a chumish v'osham, even though it doesn't have a shavu pruta, even though every nana needs to have a shavu pruta. And the Rashash explains with this the lashon of the Ran in the Dorim Samaches. Rabbi Kvege over there asks on the Ran that the Ran seems to imply that someone who eats a kazayis from truma, a kazayis from hekdish, is chayiv. Parshas Meila, even though there's no Shavu Pruta, and the Reb Kvega asks that we know that the Chiyuv Meila is only by Shavu Pruta. Says the Rishash, that according to this is good because there's a separate halacha that if someone eats from the Hekdesh, there's a Chiyuv from Chet Chet Mitrumah to tell me that a Chila itself is a Mechayiv as long as you eat a Kazayis, even though you don't have a Shavu Pruta. Only when you're being Nene without an Achila, then you have to have a Shavu Pruta. But someone who eats, you don't have to have a Shavu Pruta as long as you eat a Kazayis, you Chayiv if he eats a kazayis min a hekdesh, even though it's not a shavu pruta. But the Rishash himself says that the Rambam and the Yishalmi is mefurish that you need to have a chila, needs to have a kazayis and a shavu pruta. And you see the chila, not like he wants to say in the Ran in the Dorim, that you can be chayiv on a chilas kazayis even without a shavu pruta. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his Shurim, or his Tof Yudalit, says that even according to the Rishash, the Medayak and the Rambam and the Yishalmi, that we need to have a shavu pruta even in a chila. There could be, there still is as horror on Achila of Chit Chit Mitrumah, even though you're not going to get Malkus, and there will be no Parshas Mila, there could be the as horror of Chit Chit Mitrumah has a din by the Achila itself, even though you're not being Nene, because you don't have a Nene or Shavu Pruta, and you only have Achila of a Kazayis. So even though you don't have the Parsh of Meila, there could be as horror of Meila, it's you still do have, even according to Rabbonim. The Chaznish, Be'emes in Likutim, in Meseches Makis, Simchov Gimel, Dafid Gimel Amud Aleph, says that according to Tosfos, who holds that as horror for Meila is from Chet Chet Mitrumah, then the whole Makur is only from Achilas Trumah. Like Tosfos says according to Rebbe, that you only Chayev Misa, only if you eat Trumah, is according to Rabbanon also, the whole as horror and the whole Malkus which you're going to be getting is only in the case where you eat Min HaHekdesh. Achilas Hekdesh is Nilmat Chet Chet Mitrumah from Achilas Trumah. But someone who's nene from Hekdesh, without an achila, even though this nene avada is also iva isa, but his isa is not a fush in the azhor of chit chit mitrumah, and therefore he's not going to be getting malchus. According to Tosfos, holds a chit chit mitrumah, he only gets malchus if he eats from the Hekdesh. But if he's nene from the Hekdesh, he won't get any malchus. Not like we saw before in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that if you nene from the Hekdesh, you also get malchus. But according to Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, they hold that azhor is from chit chit mitrumah, then Emes, you're only going to get Malkus only if you eat Truma. And the whole Makur for the Issa Hanoah is only from the fact that we see that the Torah says there's a Chivas Korban, and the Chivas Parshas Me'ila of a Chumash and Oshom, even by Hanoah Min HaHekdesh. So from there we learn that there's an Issa to be Nenem Min HaHekdesh. But the Azhara of Me'ila is only by Achilas HaHekdesh, just like Achilas Truma. And therefore, if someone's Nenem Min HaHekdesh, there's not going to be any Malkus. But if someone's Eichel from the HaHekdesh, then he's going to get Malkus. And only with Achila of Kazayis and Achila of Shavu Pruta. That's the Shita of the Chazanish over there in Makkos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, just to clarify and summarize the points which we discussed in this Sugya by the Machlekas of Rebbe Rambonon, we discussed that according to Rebbe, the Makori for Misa by Me'ila is from Chet Chet Mitrumah. But according to Rabbonon, the Azhorah is not clear as Machlekas Rishonim, where is the Makori? Rashi and Tosfos over here in Tosfos and Pesachim hold that the Makori for Rabbonon, the Azhorah, is from Chet Chet Mitrumah. Whereas the Rambam and the Ravid hold the Makori is from Hibisrumas Hakotchim Loisoichel, or from the Pasuk of Loisucha Lechel Bisharechel. We said in Afkemina is between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam is by someone who's Nene Bimachuba, is he going to be Oiva Azhorah or is not going to be Oiva Azhorah? Now, we discussed three separate points about this din of Hizib Me'ila, because normally one would understand that someone who's Nene from the Hekdesh, there's no difference whether he's been Nene through a normal regular Hanoah or he's been Nene through a Maisa Achila from the Hekdesh. Achila is also a regular Hanoah. But we discussed three points over here where we can, maybe there are differences between someone who's Nene from the Hekdesh and someone who is Oichel from the Hekdesh, someone who eats from the Hekdesh. The first point we discussed was where is the Makori to tell us that someone who's Nenem in a Hekdesh is also Be'az Horeh. The Rambam paskins clearly that someone who eats from Hekdesh gets Malkus according to Rabbonon, that's how we paskin, and someone who eats from Hekdesh and someone who's nene from Hekdesh gets Malkus. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech ask and try to explain where is the Rambam's Makori to tell us that someone who is nene from the Hekdesh without the Achila is also over on the Azhara from Ila. Since according to the Rambam, the Makori for the Azhara is from Lishucha Lechoil Bisharecha, which is the Loshon Achila, where would we know that someone who's nene from Hekdesh without a Mais Achila is also over on the Azhara and who should get Malkus? This is what the Achinim discussed in Shittas Rambam. Now, we quoted the Chazon Ish, who says that even according to Tosfos, who holds that the Makori is from Chet Chet Mitruma, is also, there's a difference between someone who eats from Hekdesh or someone who's Nene from Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila. Because since the Makori is from Chet Chet Mitruma, and by Truma, also the Issa is a Issa Achila, therefore, there's no Makori to tell us that someone who's Nene from Hekdesh should get Malkus for this Azhara from Chet Chet Mitruma. Says the Chazon Ish, even though the Rambam says clearly that someone who's Nene min Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila does get Malkus, but according to Tosfos, this will not be the case, and there's no Malkus according to Tosfos if someone is Nene min Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila, since the Makori is from Chet Chet Mitruma, which is only a Makori Azhara to someone for eats from Hekdesh. Even though someone who's Nenem in Hekdesh is definitely prohibited, he's not allowed to, but he's no Makori from Azhara to tell us that he's going to get Malkus. This was the first point. The second point we said is from Tosfos in Pesachim, that since Rebbe's Makori to tell us that there's Misa for someone who's Hizid B'Me'ila, the Makori is from Chet Chet Mitruma, and last week he said, the Chet Chet Mitruma is only a Maisa Achila, therefore says Tosfos, Rebbe's Chiddush of Misa is only someone who eats from Hekdesh, but someone who's Nene without a Maisa Achila will not get Misa according to Rebbe. And we said the Pnei Shua says that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, and Rashi holds that someone who's Nenem in a Hekdesh would get Misa according to Rebbe, even if he doesn't do this Hanor through a Maisa Achila. The third point discussed was the Chiddush of the Rishash, who says that just like Tosfos says according to Rebbe, who holds that it's a Misa by Me'ila, but since the Makori is from Chet Chet Mitruma, which is only a Isa Achila, therefore the Misa according to Rebbe is only by Achila. Likewise, according to Rabbonon, where the Makori for the Azhara is from Chet Chet Mitruma, like Shittas Rashi and Tosfos, there's going to be different dinim according to Rabbonon, someone who eats from the Hekdesh, or someone's Nene from the Hekdesh. Even though someone who's Nene from Hekdesh, we know needs a Shavu Pruta, and he only chayev akom me'ila and al-Azhara, only if he's over an Hano of a Shavu Pruta, but if someone eats from Hekdesh, as long as he eats a Kazayis, even if he doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, he's going to be chayev. This is the Chiddush that the Shash says in the Ran and in the Dorim, but he points out that the Rambam and the Yerushalmi will be mashma, that a person who eats from Hekdesh is also only chayev if he eats a Kazayis and is a Shavu Pruta. But this is what the Shash points out, that according to the Rabbonon, there could also be differences between someone who eats from Hekdesh or someone who's Nene from Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila, even though normally one would understand that there should be one klolistic klal of someone who's Nene in Hekdesh, but says the Shash, there could be differences, even according to the Rabbonon, between Achila and Hanor. Moving further, Gemara Amud Beis, a new period, Elohim and Nechnokim, Hamake Ovi Ve'imoi. And the Gemara says, "Maka ove v'ima mi nolon dechsev maka ove v'ima mi yumos v'chol miso amur b'teir stam eino elochenek." And the Gemara asks a kasha that maybe the chiv chiv as miso by maka ove v'ima eima ad dekotin lemiktal. Maybe the chiv miso is only in the case where you kill him. So the Gemara can't be, because if you kotel chad b'saif, if you kill a friend, you're going to be chayv saif. And oviv, which should be more chomo, is bechenek, and chenek is a lighter miso than saif. Says the Gemara, that is only good. The man d'omah good. The man d'omah holds chenek is kal. The man d'omah chenek is chomu. Ma'ikelamima. And the Gemara says, you learn that from a pasuk makayish v'meis mois yumos. That any time when it means misa, the Torah explains clearly makayish v'meis mois yumos. But over here, the Torah says maki ove v'imur and don't say v'meis means any hakosh yish b'chabura, even if he didn't die. There's a very famous kasha from the Achrenim, Rebbe Kveig over here in Chiddushim, and in Chuvas Medut Tinon Simkuf Chavtes, the Primi Godim also in Shin Chavches. Eish Lavram Lamed Gimel asks this question. The Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that even though we have a locha in Kol HaTorah Kula, they will go after Reuv. The locha is Hoichin Basar Reuv, Hoichin Achar Reuv. This halocha is only in a case to go and give him a din which he wouldn't have had before. And Marshal, a person who is not sure if he's Chayiv Misa, and Api Reuv, we want him Chayiv Misa, we say that Hoichin Achar Reuv and he's Chayiv Misa. But someone who's anyway Chayiv Misa, and we have a shaila, which misa to give him? Do we give him a skila? Do we give him srefa? Says Tosfos over here, we do not have the klal of ein hochin acharif. Therefore, if someone gets mixed up and niskalim ben nisrofim, someone who's a niskal gets mixed in more nisrofim, even though there's roiv nisrofim, we cannot give the person sreifa because ein hochin acharif to give him a different misa. So ask the zachrinim over here if we're going to say that the chi of misa over here by makke oven ve'imoi is not by chabur. But, like the Gemara's Havamina, only if you kill the father, you kill the mother. Therefore, it comes out that the Chiyuv is Be'emes Al Tzitzicha. If it wouldn't have been a father, you're going to be Chayiv a Misa of Saif. If you're going to be Chayiv Misa for killing the father, then he's going to be Chayiv Chenek. So the Shaila is, if it's his father, he's going to be Chayiv Chenek. If it's someone, a Poshada person, he's going to be Chayiv Saif. He's a chayiv misa because he killed someone. The only nidin is which misa does he get? Is he getting saif? Is he getting chenek? Now we know the Gemara says in Chulin daf yud alef from the alef that the only way we know that someone is his father, how do we know? How does a son know who his father is? Is only basar reiv? Is only achar reiv? Because reiv beila is halicha chabal. Without a klal of hichin achar reiv, we would not be able to say bevados that this person is his father. So over here, this person who is make oviv is only chayev as make oviv, only midin roif. So the question is, that over here, he is definitely chayev misa, either because he killed the posh of the person, or because he killed his father, and the halacha is to differentiate between which misa he gets. Tosfos says in Chulin Yudal from a base, we do not have the klal of hichin achar roif. And therefore over here, how can we have the Gemara say, that the Havamina would be, that he's chayev misa only for killing his father. But if he's going to chayev misa for killing his father, we'll never be able to give him chenek. Because chenek is only if we know it's his father, and we only know it's his father only because of hichin acharif, and we don't have a klal of hichin acharif in the case where Mamonoshach is chayev misa, either misa's chenek or misa's saif. And over here, he killed someone. Mamela, how can you give him misa api reiv? There'll be never misa's chenek in the Torah by Maki Ovev Imoy. And that can't be. Maki Ovev Imoy is the chayev misa. Therefore, how can the Gemara go and say that Maki Ovev Imoy should be Chayiv Misa only in the case where you're going to kill the father? Reb Kvega answers this question in a few ifani. The first way he answers the question is that Be'emes Tosfos is Yesoid over there, which says that Yidongo Basar Yoriv Baniskolim Benisrofim. When you want to differentiate, you want to go and work out what kind of Misa we should give him. Be'izich Chayiv Misa, we don't go after Yoriv. There's no Makor to go and tell us such a Yesoid. That you don't go basar reiv in to be misa le misa, we don't go basar reiv. Tosfos just said, Tosfos holds that since we don't find anywhere in the Torah that we have the klal of hilchin achar reiv le have the be misa le misa, therefore we got no makori to tell us that there's such a yisoid. But if our Gemara would be a makori to tell us that there's a chi of chenek by makel of imu when you kill the father. And even though there's going to be a chi of misa anyway, because even if it's not his father, there's going to be a chi of misa of saif, then it will be muchach in his din that there is a klal of hichin acharif even to be keveya which misa he's going to get. And there's no yisoid that you can't go after roiv lehavdil me misa le misa. There's no makor for it, and this will become the makor. And therefore, you can't ask a question from this gemara on the Tosfos over there. Be'emes Reb Kvega took on there's no. The Tosfos, which says over there that the reason why you don't go basar yoiv between the misa and the misa is only because there's no makor for such a klal in the Torah. The Olchene and Daf Pei Amud Beis wants to say that the reason why you don't go after yoiv be misa le misa is because it's like heta beheta. We find that there's no din of bittel in heta beheta. Only issa in heta can become bottle. Heta in heta, there's no klal of bittel. Therefore, misa le misa has a halacha like heta be heta. Says the Olchene, that is the svar of Tosfos. The Inig Yom Tov in Simendalis has a different svar that in order to give him a din sreifa, we have to be mechal, we have to be chala din chalois din sreifa on him. And bittel can never give him a din. Bittel can never give him a din sreifa. Can only lose dinim. But to give new dinim, the Inig Yom Tov's yisoid is always that he can't get new dinim through bittel. Says the Inig Yom Tov, that's why Tosfos holds that Nisrofim can never get a din of bittel beroiv to give him a din sreifa. Lefi their svaras, it won't work. The Kvegas teretz to say that the reason why Tosfos says is only because there's no makor. According to their svaras, there is a svar for Tosfos to say his yisoid that you don't go basar reiv be misa le misa, and therefore the kash is still shver that al gemar is mavur that you do go basar reiv be misa le misa. Another teretz the Kvegas answers that even though it's a very simple teretz that even though he There's a klal that you don't go after Reuv be Misa le Misa. Over here, we could be talking about a person who only had Asra for Chenek, which this Mandama holds is Chomu, and he holds that Musra le Dova Chomu lo yhave Musra le Dova Akal. The Asra which he had for the Misa HaChamura does not apply, does not work for the Misa HaKal, which is Machlikas in Gemara Ksubas Lam Gimel Amud Aleph. And if you hold Musra le Dova Chomu lo yhave Musra le Dova Akal, then he's definitely not going to be getting Saif. The whole Shaila is only, is it his father and he's going to be Chayiv Chenek? Or is it not his father and he's not going to be Chayiv anything? Because he didn't have a Asura for the Saif, which is the Kula Digger Misa. Therefore, over here, you want to go after Reuv to be Kaveh, that is to establish that this is his father in order to give him Chenek, otherwise, he won't be giving him any Misa at all. And over here, everyone agrees he can go after Reuv. A third Teretz of Kaveh says that over here, even though you can't go after Reuv to establish which Misa he's going to be getting, but over here we already established from long ago that this person is his father, b'negeya a lot of other halachas. There's many halachas which a person has to know if this person is his father, and on that we've already established from when he was born that this person is his father because he had a halacha of Reuv. So even though later in his life, there came a time like this when it was Makkah of Ve'imoya, we have a Shaila now, which is Ben Misa Le Misa, where you don't have Reuv. But since we have already used the Klal of Reuv, Legaba other Dinim, to go and establish that this is his father, now it's already Nifsak that's his father, then Avada you can go and Basar Reuv, even to be Kaveh, which Misa he's going to get. Says Rabbi Kvega, this is very similar to the Alocha that a person, a father, is Mukhri to be Poida his son, and he can go and be Toveah the father to be Poida his son after 30 days of Pidyon HaBen. Even though by Momon, ain Hulchim Achar Reuv. It's how can we go and Toveah the father for the money, ain Hulchim B'Momon Achar Reuv? No, because we already established that this is the father for other halachas, therefore even if it comes, now it's applicable to Hulchim Momonus, we still go Basa the halacha of Reuv. Even though Momenus Alein, we won't go Basar Reuv because Ein Hulchim Momenach Reuv. But since we already have a locha of Reuv and we already know that this is his father, we could use the klal of Reuv even the Gaba Momen. So as a Bekvega, you could use the same Yisoid over here also. You could use this klal of Reuv even over here by Misa Le Misa because you already used this klal of Reuv but again other ways to establish that this is his father. This Yisoid is the famous Yisoid from our floor in Chedushim to Ksuba Samach Tes Vavam with the base. He says also this Yisoid, that even though Ein Hulchim Momon Achar Reuv, but once you've already used the Reuv, and you've already paskened the Halacha because of the Reuv for an earlier Nidin, which hasn't been a Shail of Momon, then later on, even if it develops into a Shail of Momon, we could still use this Klal of Reuv, because we've already established that this is the Halacha because of the Reuv. And similarly, Rebbe Kvega says the same Yisoid over here, that's why we could use Reuv, even though over here it came out into a way where you can't use Reuv between Misa and Misa, but we already know this is his father. The fourth answer, says Rebbe Kvega, that over here, if we won't go after Reuv, and we won't know that this is his father, then you'd be potter, totally be potter, because maybe the father is a treifer, and the only way we know, and if someone who kills a treifer is also potter, how do we know that the father is not a treifer? The only way we know that is because we're using the Parsha of Reuv in the Torah. So once we've used the Parsha in the Torah to go and say that the father is not Trefer, then we could go and use the Parsha of Reuv to go and say that he is his father and the Mele is going to be Chayiv Chenek. The whole Svara of Tosfos over there, Baniskonim Benisrofim, is only when we're using Reuv only to establish this is his father and there's no other halachas which need Reuv. But over here, we need the Parsha of Reuv to be Kaveh to go and establish that there's someone here who he killed who wasn't a treifer, and for that we need Reuv. So once we've used Reuv for something, then we could use Reuv for something else also, even though it's Mimisa Lemisa. And the Mele over here doesn't apply the Svara of Tosfos in Iskon and Benisrofim. And the Bekveg is Mefalpel in this Svara very much to be Mazbe, Tosfos in Chulin, Yudal from Abbas, with this Svara to go and say that once you use the Reuv in one, Legaba one Nakuda, then you're ready, you could use the Reuv, Legaba everything else also. The Gemara continues on, fill it on Omid. The Gemara declares a Shaila, Ben Mao Shiyaki's Dam La'oviv. Can a son go and draw blood from his father? If Mas Na'oma, Vohavta Le'ichol Kamoicho. If Dimi, Bachinu Na'oma, Maki Odom, Maki Behima. Ma Maki Behima Le'ufua Potter, Af Maki Odom Le'ufua Potter. So if Mas Na'an and Dimi are both Mati, someone, a son, to go and draw blood from his father. Then the Gemara brings down two stories. Rav, other Rishonim Magoris for Papa, Loishovik Libreli Mishkal Leisuliva, he didn't let his son take out coats. Now we find in the Yishonim over here a few ways of understanding the Gemara that originally the Gemara brings down Rav Dimya and Rav Masna that they hold Lirfur is Mutter, and then we have two stories which seem to imply the other way around that Rav and Mabri Davina did not allow their children to go and take out from them to Dilmachovil, even though it was Lirfur. The Beis Yosef explains that Be'emes the 3 days in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef Simur Rishonim Aleph explains the 3 days in the Rishonim. The Rambam in Perik Hei Mamre Maloch Zayin holds that there's no machlokes between Rav and Mabri Davina with Rav Dimya and Rav Masna. Rav Dimya and Rav Masna, they hold that it's muta, anything with Rafur is muta, and it's not just potter, it's muta also. And Rav and Mabri Davina also agree that someone who is doing a maisa Rafur is muta, you know, of these psukim, that the maisa hakol lirufur, maisa chabol lirufur is muta. And therefore, that's why the Rambam paskins over there in Perikei, that a ben, even though he lechatchila should not go and draw blood from his father, and not take our coats, but he, if he does it, and there's no one else there to do it, if he does it, then he's potter. Because the Rambam holds that Mehemes make adin with paskin, there's no machlik, because everyone agrees to Ramasan and Evdimi, that lirufur is muta. But the Rambam learns that these Amiroim of Rav and Mabri Dervina, they were machme, and they were chushish that maybe by mistake he might make a chavale. And even though this chavale is going to be muta, but because we're chushish, they were machme misafik, and therefore they hold that if there's any other person to do this procedure and not their son, it's better to go and rely on someone else and ask someone else to do it and not to ask and not to get the son to do it just in case Dilma chavale. But me'ikah adin, if there's no one else, then they're allowed to do it themselves. And that's why the Rambam paskins over there, that if there's no one else, then they themselves should do it. And it's mutter for him to do lechatchila. But if there's someone else over there, then they shouldn't do it. But if they did it, then it's mutter, then it's potter, they're not over any avir. But the Beis Yosef brings down that the Rif and the Rosh, they bring down the Shaila of the Gemara over here, Ben Maush Yakiz Dam La'aviv. And they only bring down on it the Rav and the Mabri Davinu who say that it's not allowed for the child to go and take out a koitz from the father. It seems to be that they hold that Rav and Mabri Davinu argue on Rav Masa and Rav Dimi, and they hold that even the Refuah, a Maisa, Chavola, in the father is going to be Asa, even if it was done in Refuah. And therefore they only brought down La Locha, Rav and Mabri Davinu, and that they do not allow the son to go and take out the koitz, and to go and open their wounds, because this is a Maisa Chavola, and even if it's Lerfua, it's still going to be awesome. And Ben Yeruchim in the Siv Aleph also says the same Aloha, that even Lerfua is going to be awesome. This is how the Beis Yosef understands in his Das of the Rif and the Rosh. The third day, says the Beis Yosef, is the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, in Shas HaKonah, that the Ramban holds, also there's no machlekes between the two Mandomrim, but the Ramban explains that it's very different the case of the Gemara of a son to draw blood from the father, that Rav Masna and Rav Dimi both hold his mutter, and the case is later on in the Gemara to take out a koitz or to open the wound, the boil, to go and clean out the boil, there that they ask it. Says the Ramban, in the case of drawing blood, the Maisa Chabola itself is the Maisa Refur. The thing which is curing him is the Chabola which he's doing to his father. Therefore, since this is the Refur, there's a heter of Ahavta L'Yichol Kamoicha, or because we learn out of Maka Behema, that Lefur is Muta. But the Netilas HaKoitz, to take out the Koitz, or to go and clean out L'Miftach L'Kavse, over there, Netilas HaKoitz is not the Chavola. We are scared that during the procedure of taking out the Koitz, he might make a Chavola to his father. Now that Chavola which he's going to be making is not the Refur. Adarabba, he's going to try his hardest not to go and make that Chavola. Memela, this chavola, even though it's lerfu, even though the procedure which he's doing is a maitre refuah, but the chavola which he's going to do to his father is not refuah. Therefore, that's why they didn't allow their children to go and take out the coats and to go on miftach lekavse, because the chavola itself wasn't refuah. Even though the akosas hadam is mutter to do, because over there the chavola itself is the refuah through the drawing the blood. That itself is the refuah. That is the svara of the Ramban. And Rabbi Yeruchim brings the same svar down, B'shem Yesh Mefalshim. La Alocha, the Mechaber, paskins L'chumra, like the Rif and the Rosh in Simur Reish Mem Aleph, Yodeh Reish Mem Aleph Sif Gimu, and he paskins that a son is not allowed b'chol oifen to go and draw blood l'hakid dam from his father. He paskins like the Rif and the Rosh that they hold that the Mirav and Mabri Dervina argue on the heter of Remas and Evdimi, and even Rifur there's Issa Chavola of Maki Ovev Imri. But the Rima over there is Mati, and he says over there that if the whole Issa is only k'she'in shom achir, when there's no one else to do it, but only k'she'yesh shom achir, then when there's someone else to do it, then the son should not do it, but k'she'in shom achir, then it's muta, which is the shittas Rambam on the Torah, that they're mati in a case where there is someone else to do it. That's what B'Sisif explained, that the Rambam holds that there's no machlekes, and Rav and Mabri Devino only machmi, and therefore they said that in the case where there's someone else to do this procedure, it's better to rely on someone else and not the son shouldn't do it himself. The Bach B'Emes is Ma'ir on the B'Sisif, that since the Torah also says that the Rambam, that his mutter to do this Netilas Koitz, his mutter, in the case where there's no one else there to do it, so how can the B'Sisif say that the Rosh himself does not allow any Netilas Koitz, even in the case where there's no one there to do it, because the Rosh holds that there's Machloikas, Ariav holds that even the Refu is Asa. The Torah obviously did not understand like this in the Rosh, because the Torah wouldn't have argued on the Rosh without quoting him, and to argue, and it seems the Torah holds that even the Rosh agrees that in a case where there's no one else to do this procedure, then the son is allowed to do it. And the reason is because this is agreed to everyone. Everyone holds that in a case where there's no one else there to do it, then the refuah is muta. Like the Shittas HaRambam, and like the Tor Paskins, Lalocha, which is the Das of the Ramah, and therefore the Bach goes Ladina like the Ramah, and not like the Bisyasif. The Bach ends by saying that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, that even though the Rambam says that it's muta midina, in the case that there's no one else, you should not do Hakazas Nam, and in the case where you have someone else to do that causes dam, someone else should do it. This is only by a causes adam. But in the case of koitz, netilas akoitz is mashman Rambam, over there, since we're scared, he might do a chavola. And that chavola is no shaykhs to the refuah, like we said as far from Rabban. Over there, even Medina is mashman Rambam, he should not be doing, the son should not take out the koitz. And the Rambam differentiates between a causa and netilas akoitz, just like the Ramban does. And a causa the Rambam holds is muta midina, but so when someone else, he should be machme, only when someone else is there. But netilas hakoitz, there the Rambam holds that since he might do a chavola, and that's no shaykhs to the refuah, over there midina, he should be careful, and he shouldn't do it, even in the case where there's no one else there to do it. Rebbe Aaron in his tshuva in Siman Hey, Oysit Ches, is also very ma'arich to be mazbeh that the Rambam holds that the Ramban and Rebbein Yeruchim. And he's very bad to explain that the machlokes of the Yishonim is tailor on the machlokes l'shitasam in the sugi later on of melacha sheina tzricha legufa, how we're going to pass the gabbai the halacha melacha sheina tzricha legufa, and mikoyach that machlokes, there's machlokes over here, how to read the Gemara over here, and like Rabbi Aaron is very mad over there in Siman Hey, Ois Yudches, and Omutz. In the Ikad Din of the Gemara, the Nidin over here, whether you're allowed to do a kozer, a refuah, you're not allowed to. The Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush mitzvah memches or is gimel, that is poshet, that the whole shaila of the Gemara over here is only shaloi b'shus of the father. But b'shus of the father, then it's muta. Because the father is allowed to be moichel, and the father is allowed to say that you should do a chavola in me in order to go and cure me. And the whole shaila of the Gemara over here is shaloi b'shus ha'af. Says the Michas Chiduch, just like we find in the Gemara Baba Kama, Tzadik Gimel, Omed Aleph, Legabe Hezek of Momi Chaveri, if someone wants to be Mazik Momi Chaveri, that it says in the Mishnah that someone who tells his friend, Shaveir is Kadi, go and break my vessel, my Kad, I'm a Nos Lifter, and he's going to be Potter, then he's Potter. And it's Mavu in the Gemara that if he says I'm a Nos Lifter, if he tells his friend that he's going to be Potter, then he's Potter, even on a Chavala in the Guf. And you see over here that a person can go be moichel. So the father could also be moichel on his isurim of makar ovev imoy. And if the father allows the son to go make a chavala, then there's no shaila at all. Avada, the father, the son is allowed to go and listen to his father. And his medayak is in Loshon of the Rambam in Sanhedrin, peik chavov aloch avov. The Rambam says over there that he doesn't gabe kilalas aveim or kilalas nosi. The Rambam over there says that once a person has cursed, has already been mekalel, then it doesn't help to be Meichel. Because since he's already been over the Aveira, he's kva chotov and his chayiv. He's already been his chayiv when he was over the Aveira, when he did the klala. It's mashma, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the only reason why I call me Meichel is because it's too late, because he's already been over. But if he would have gotten the shus from before to be Mekal of the Imoy, then it wouldn't have been any Aveira originally. Then you would be to be Meichel, even the case of Klole, in a case of Kilas of the Imoy. Says the Michas Chinuch, if by Kilas of the Imoy, where there's a Hitzuas Shem Levatola, is Mutter, even in a case where if you're not allowed to be Mekal the father, but if the father is Meichel, then it's okay. It's Kolshe Kain in the case of Chavola Ba'aviv, it's Mutter in a case where the father was Meichel. Says the Michas Chinuch, you have to say that these are Meroim who did not let the children take out the coats and did not let them clear out their wounds, is only because they were choshesh that maybe or they might make an extra chavala which they won't be happy with, and they won't be bertzoinom. But if they'll be meichel there and they'll be meichel their child, then avada everything is going to be mutter. And Michas Chinuch says, even though he doesn't have a fresh reaction to this, but this what it seems to him misvara, kein nearly misvara, says Michas Chinuch. At the bottom, they bring down in a gross in Horus Hagrip on the Michas Chinuch says that it's already, as we state already in Tshuvas Marilach, in the Kunchas Asmicha, Simon Kuf Aleph, he also says that the whole Issa of Chavola, Ba'ovi Ve'imoi, is only in the case Shaloi Bershusai. But if the father gives him a shus, then the father can be Moichel on his covet. But Ba'emes, the Sheiltas, in Sheiltas Samach, says Mefurish, that even though we find in Kedushin that a father can be Moichel on his covet, but a father cannot be Moichel on his Hakor and his Klola. And the Revosh says the same svar in Tshuva Simerish Chof B'Shem Arayvid, and there are more paskas as in Yerederish Membeis Siflamid Beis B'Shem the Tshuva Sadeshen in Simekul Chavzayim B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, that a person, even though a father can go be Meichel on his covered, but to be Meichel on his elbow, on his bizoyin, a father cannot be Meichel on his bizoyin. And even if the father says, I allow you to be Mevazami, there's no such thing. A father has not got the koyach to go and allow the son to be Mevazim. And therefore, if the son is afterwards mevazim, kol shekein if he's mekalalim or he's make, he is a make of him, he's still going to be chayiv. And the whole sugya sagimori over here is even in a chatimtze where the father gave a shus for the son to go and do the akor. The Turi Evin in Megillah of Chof Chesu Medalef says that lechem is muchach like the revosh from this gemara, from this story from Amiroim who did not let their children go and take out the coats. And if you're going to say that the father can go me meichel, why can't they just go me meichel and say that even if you go and take and you make a chavola and a bit of blood comes out, I'll be meichel you. And you see over here that a father does not have koyach to go me meichel on his bizoyen and kolshkin on his akor and his klola. But says the Turi Evin that this is only the father to the son, but a person to his friend, or Adam Lachaviri, where the Issa is as Pen Yosef, that yes, love the Gemara in Baba Kamet Sadi Gimel, which is Mavur, that a person can be Meichel on his Akor and his Momen. And the only din which you find that you can't be Meichel is only by a father. Says the Turi Evin, the Gemara over here asks Akasha, Ihochi, Achenami, the Gemara by us asks that if the son is not allowed to do it, because Dil Mechavil and it's going to be a Shigrias Issa, someone else also shouldn't be able to do it, because it's going to be a Shigrias Lav. Says the Turi Evin, the Gemara's Kash is Shver, because someone else, we could be talking about a case where someone else was Meichel, and Mechila works for Adam Lechaviri. Only Av Levnoi Mechila doesn't work, but Adam Lechaviri works Mechila. So what's the Gemara's Kash? Yehochi Achenami. Says the Turi Evin, we have to say that the Gemara means Yehochi Achenami in a case where the friend wasn't Meichel in Beferish, and then he has a Aver, so it's not Dafke Ba'av Lebnoi, but even Ish Lachaviri. But if the friend is Meichelim, then Avada there's no Issa, because a friend can be Meichel on his Akor, just like he can be Meichel on his Momen, like his Mavonig Mo Babakam. But the Emes, in the Chuvas HaRivosh later on, in Simon Tov Pei Dalid, says Mefurish, even Reuven to Shimon, even Adam Lachaviri, even though he can be Meichel, like the Gemara is Mavonig Mo Babakam, he can be Meichel on the money. And says the Rivosh, he could be Meichel on the money of the Akor. That means he allows him to go make him a wound, which is going to cost him money. And he patters his friend, and he tells his friend, you do not have to pay me. He's only potter from the money. But that the friend should go ahead, l'chatchila, and go and do this Maisa Akor, and that is also for him to do it. Says the Rivosh, that a friend cannot be Meichel on the Issa of Pen Yosef in the Torah. If the Torah does not allow Reuven to go and hit Shimon, the Shimon does not have the ability to go and allow and go be Meichel on this Issa to allow Reuven to go and hit him. So Shimon is still going to be, even the Shimon's ready to be Meichel Reuven, he's only Meichel the Momenus, only the monetary value of the wound that he patters Reuven. But Avada Reuven Lechatchile is not allowed to go and hit Shimon, even if Shimon is ready to be Meichel him. So this Svara is not Dafka Svara in Av. It's even a Svara of Adam Lachaveri, a person not Balabos on himself, to go and let people go me Oival Isra of Lo Yosef, which the Torah says that you're not allowed to go and hit, and the person should go me Meichel on his hitting. And the Rivosh says the whole Mechila is only from the Momenus. But the Mechila from the Issa of Lo Yosef, that person doesn't have the ability to go Mi Meichel. And he's still going to be over Issa. And the Gemara over here, Ibazai, is very Gishmak. Ihochi Achinami, that if the son is over Issa of Shigas Issa, the Chaver, someone else, Odom Lachaveri, is also going to be over Issa, Shigas Issa, and that's Gemara's Kashi, Ihochi Achinami.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.